Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor left, brings you Night Editor. Again, the presses roll to bring us Hal Burdick and another story from the Night Editor's office. Tonight, the tensely human story of a man who returned to college on homecoming day and is meeting with the old professor who once disgraced him. Hal's story, Homecoming for Two.
I've waited for 5 years for this chance to come back and tell you off, Professor Prather. Even my service in the Army didn't make me forget how much I hated you. That's what kept me alive after I was shot up. Take a good look at me, Professor. See for yourself what you did to a man who might be coming back to happy remembrances, but who never will.
Friends, I think you'll agree that when you buy coffee, what you're really buying is coffee enjoyment. Now, that's why I'd like to invite you to try a pound of Edwards coffee. Because Edwards gives you an extra flavor lift. A keen coffee pleasure you'll instantly detect and always enjoy. You see, Edwards' exclusive flavor doesn't just happen. It's the result of Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula. For example, Edwards coffee contains only the choicest Central and South American coffee beans, carefully pre-selected for size, shape, and color, then skillfully blended in small batches under Mr. Dwight Edwards' personal supervision. And not by weight, but by flavor. And that's not all. Edwards coffee is roasted by the controlled thermal process, which develops the full, natural flavor and aroma. And note this. Edwards coffee is packed in the whole bean and ground for you to your order right at the store. Your guarantee of real freshness. Try a pound of Edwards coffee. If you don't thoroughly enjoy its extra flavor lift, your money refunded. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, it's that between editions time of the evening when the newsroom pressure slacks off for a few minutes, and Hal and Bobby have left their desk to relax over a cup of coffee down at the corner lunchroom. And now, back in their favorite booth, Bobby remarked,
"Earlier this evening, you said to remind you about some story you had for me, Hal."
Huh? Did I?
Yeah, you said you picked it up yesterday when you went down to the State University to see that nephew of yours down there.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did run across an interesting yarn while I was roaming around the campus, Bobby. As moving a human interest story as I've heard in a long time.
Well, there's no time like right now for telling it.
Well, hadn't been down there for some time, so I moseyed around calling on a few old acquaintances, and finally decided to look up Professor John Prather, who retired a couple of years ago after more than 30 years on the faculty. I found him in the garden back of the little house where he's kept bachelor quarters for years, and he told me this story. Story I'd call Homecoming for Two. It was a little after 1 o'clock, that crisp fall afternoon, when Hannah, who'd looked after the professor's house for many years, made him comfortable in the big wicker chair out under the garden arbor. "Are you sure you'll be all right now, Professor John?" "Oh, tosh. Of course I'll be all right, Hannah. Why, you talk as though I was a complete invalid."
"Well, I kind of hate to leave you all alone, but..." "Well,
but, well, you would like to see the game." "You run along and have a good time, Hannah. I'll be perfectly all right. The little radio is right there on the table and a pitcher of fruit juice. I'll be home soon as the game is over." Alone, he leaned back in the chair, listening to the sounds that came to him faintly from Fraternity Row down the slope. Pianos playing, young people singing, laughing, calling to one another. Happy sounds. A happiness that some queer twist of nature had kept him from ever knowing. Been a long time since he'd seen a football game or taken part in the campus custom of professors staying in their offices on homecoming day so returning old grads could visit them. Few had ever come to pay him their respects anyway. They carried with them their remembrance of him as an unrelenting taskmaster who made no compromise with scholarship. Old Terrible, that was their name for him. He knew it and would have changed it if he could, but it wasn't in him to do it. And today, sitting there alone, he wished more than ever that it might have been otherwise. That he might have found a way to understand people's hearts as he did their minds. That just one among all the hundreds, might have found time to come up the hill with a kindly word of remembrance, even if it wasn't meant. Only one. And then he was sitting upright in the chair. A car stopping in front of the house. Two people coming around the gravel path. A low hum of conversation. The footsteps of one coming on into the garden. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Professor Prather. He could feel the bitterness with which the name was spoken, and he sat waiting for the visitor to go on.
Well, don't you remember me? Well, there's something familiar.
Well, you see, I...
Maybe it's the uniform. Rusty Treadway.
Treadway? Well, Treadway. Oh, this is a surprise.
Yes, I guess it is.
Well, won't you sit down, please?
No, thanks. I'll only be here for a minute.
Yes, of course. You've lots of visits to pay, and it's getting close to game time. Well, I do appreciate...
I didn't come back for the homecoming celebration or the game. I haven't anything to come home to.
You should know. You fixed it for me.
The older man winced a little under the whiplash of the words. A wistful smile touched his lips.
Well, I only did what I felt I should, Treadway.
Oh, sure. You only flunked me off the team the day before the big game. You only disgraced me. Some professors might have waited to grade the papers, but not you. Football players were your meat. I've waited through 5 years for this chance to come back and tell you off. Even my service in the Army didn't make me forget how much I hated you for what you did. I think that's what kept me alive after I was shot up. I wouldn't let myself die till I had a chance to make you see what you did to me. I couldn't forget it, and I meant that you shouldn't. You left me with something inside me that'll keep eating at me the rest of my life. Something that even time won't cure. Take a good look at me, Professor Prather. Oh, terrible. Take a look and see for yourself what you did to a man who might be coming home to happy remembrances today, but who never will. The voice ended on a broken cry that faded into the autumn stillness. A silence crowded close around them. Until...
You know, I'm glad for one thing, Treadway, that I couldn't see your face as you said that.
Huh? Couldn't see? Well, what do you mean?
Just that. My eyes failed me about a year ago.
You mean your...
Yes, Treadway. And today I'm glad for it. When you're gone, I can forget the sound of your words. But the look in your face would stay with me always, if I could see it. I'm glad that I can.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, no need to be. I find it rather comforting. All my life, I saw only students' unfriendliness. It generated an unwholesome response in me. I never realized it until I couldn't see them anymore.
All the same, it was pretty rotten of me to come up here and say those things to you.
Oh, don't feel like that. You wouldn't have ever found a way to any sort of happiness until you unloaded the hatred that was in your heart. I know, because I carried hatreds too. I found my way to unload them in darkness.
Did you? A way to unload them and be happy for it?
Happier than I've ever been.
He could sense the long tremble that ran through the younger man's body, and he went on.
Why, if you hadn't come here today, you might have gone on the rest of your life hating me. Each year at homecoming time, it would have burned more fiercely, until gradually it destroyed something fine within you. Now you've cleansed yourself of it. Its power to hurt you is gone.
He raised his face to smile at the man he couldn't see. Am I right, Treadway? I think maybe you are. More so than you know. Again, the little garden was very still. Then from far across the campus, a sound came to them. The varsity band playing the college fight song.
Well, the game's about to begin. I must get my little radio tuned in. Oh, I get lots of fun out of listening to the games. I never knew how exciting they could be.
He paused a moment, then went on.
Sure, you don't want to hustle down there and see it.
If you're willing, I'd like to sit down here and listen to it with you.
Oh, but there's someone with you. I heard you talking to him as you came along the path.
Now, the chauffeur of the car I hired to bring me out here, he's happy where he is, and I'd enjoy it a lot more right here with you.
Oh, well, if you like.
Only first, would you mind if I shook hands with you, Professor? Just a sort of, well, to seal the greatest lesson you ever taught me.
Why, of course I wouldn't mind.
His hand groped toward the words, then was enfolded in a grasp that sent a wild joy coursing through him. He felt that the younger man was clinging to his hand almost hungrily, and it brought a little choke into his throat. Then he heard, okay, flip on that radio, Professor, and doggone your pesky old hide, I'll make you see this game as you've never seen one in your life. This is going to be fun. The afternoon shadows were lengthening, and the air was getting sharper when he heard Hannah's footsteps coming around the house. She hurried up to him anxiously. Oh, I'm sorry, Professor. Such crowd at the game, I thought I never would get out of the stadium on my way home.
Well, I didn't mind, Hannah. I've been all right. You must be half frozen. Now, come, I'll help you right into the house.
He stood up, and she was aware of the smile on his face, a smile of ineffable happiness.
I had company this afternoon, Hannah.
Company?
Mm-hmm. Don't think I've ever enjoyed anything so much in my life. Sort of healed the last little sore spots I had left inside me. Funny thing, too. He came here hating me for once flunking him off the team before a big game. When I told him what had happened to me about my eyes, he changed completely. Stayed to listen to the game with me, promised to come back and see me often. Said I'd taught him something about happiness.
Who was it, Professor?
Chap named Russell Treadway. Yeah, they used to call him Rusty.
Russell Treadway? Oh. Some people in back of me at the game were talking about him. He was wounded in action. Didn't he tell you about it?
Well, he mentioned it. I didn't ask questions. I was too happy about the change that came over him.
Then you didn't know?
I didn't know what, Hannah?
Her voice was very soft in the gathering dusk. It was a head wound, Professor. Russell Treadway can't see either.
Folks, just as a friendly visit adds a lot of interest to your evening, so a really good cup of coffee adds a lot of pleasure to your daily living. And that's why I'd like to recommend that you try Edwards Coffee. Because Edwards brings you a keen coffee enjoyment, an extra flavor lift that's really delightful. That's because Edwards Coffee is blended and roasted under Mr. Dwight Edwards' personal supervision with the care and skill that only an expert can give. For example, the coffee beans selected for the exclusive Edwards blend are actually chosen for size, for shape, and for color. They're blended by flavor, not by weight. Then roasted in small batches by the modern Thermalo heated air process to match a test sample. Yes, just to the very peak of flavor and aroma. And to keep that golden flavor for you, Edwards Coffee comes in the whole bean and is fresh ground for you right at the store. Try a pound of this coffee. Enjoy its extra flavor lift. If you don't agree then that Edwards is exceptional coffee, your money refunded. Edwards Coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. And now, just time for Hal to give us a word about next week's story from the night editor's office. Hal?
I call it Strange Judgment, because it's a story of the weird influences that trapped a killer in the final moment of his escape. The almost supernatural forces that drove him into taking a desperate chance. It's an action story with a surprise ending, and I hope you'll all join us in the newsroom when I tell it next week. Night.
Be sure to listen next week at this same time when the roar of the presses brings us Hal Burdick in another original Night Editor yarn. This is Bill Baldwin saying goodnight for Edwards Coffee.